Welcome to this broadcast of an OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 539,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, an excavation road building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. Welcome to the playoffs, ladies and gentlemen. The OSAA, On Point Community Credit Union 6A Boys Basketball State Championship, the first round. Now, if you've ever been to the gym at Roseburg, the Stuart W. Robertson Gymnasium there, you're familiar with the color scheme that we have here. It's orange and black. Although this is a little more modern gym to suit to a more modern high school. That Stuart Robertson gym has been there for a long time, and it's been upgraded several times. But this is more expansive. The bleachers on both sides are expandable, and everything is pulled out tonight. And I'm not sure exactly what size crowd we're expecting tonight. It is a Tuesday night, a school night, and it's an early start. Although the gym is beginning to fill up, and we have some Grants Pass faithful who have made the trip. We'll talk about that more when we come back right after this from our good friends at Robco Incorporated.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams are on the floor taking their warm-up shots right now. Of course, the Grants Pass Cavemen in their traveling blues getting ready for tonight's contest. Understand they had a great trip up, stopped in Salem at the Kaiser, got to go to stretch and eat and everything. I know they've been on the road since about 11 this morning, about the same time that we got on the road. The Beavers of Beaverton, Oregon, on the floor. Their colors, orange and black. Of course, they're in their home whites with the orange and black trim, and right now the orange warm-up jersey. So that's the scene that we're looking at right now, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for word from head coach Joel Jesse right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things, or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Time now for a word with head coach Joel Jesse, brought to you by our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And quite frankly, I'm embarrassed to tell you that we had a mechanical failure, and actually we had an operator error. We sat down with head coach Jesse earlier this afternoon. He's a little busy right now, obviously. So let me paraphrase what we talked about. The first question to Coach Jesse was, following what we saw against the Roseburg team, was, what's the health of the team? And not exactly a frown, but the word is that Luke Morgan is still suffering from that malady that has been going through the team. He's lost about 15 pounds. So the key here is his minutes will probably be limited tonight. Look for the substitutions to run probably very similar to what we saw at the Roseburg game in here, Newman Gym. Now, how does that affect the rest of the team? Well, Jaden Jesse suffering from about the same thing, not quite as bad. He also has it. McLean had it at that time and is still battling it right now. So we've got some health issues running through the team right now. But the team has been practicing and figuring out ways to get through this. It's always been next man up, no excuses. And that's almost the exact words from head coach Jesse. So all that being said, taking a look at what we've got on the floor right now in terms of the Beaverton, Oregon. They're tall and they're talented, and we'll talk about them when we come back right after this from Kelly's Automotive Services.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's talk about what we see, or what we anticipate seeing on the floor tonight. And talking with Coach Jesse, I know he's seen a lot of film on this Beaverton team. We've had an opportunity to see some highlights of this team, not near as much as he has. And we know a couple of things. They've got some great shooters from beyond the arc, and they like to get out in transition. So those are two things that we're going to watch for tonight in terms of what we expect from the Beavers of Beaverton High School. So add into that, they've got some talented players. Let's start with their post. A 6'7 point. Pardon me, 6'7? No. He's 6'11, according to the roster. Coach Jesse thinks he might even be taller than that. He's already commit to, I want to say, Boise State. I'm not sure. We've seen him on the floor. He's a bit thin, but at 6'11, you can't teach that. So he's on the floor right now, and we expect him to be a factor tonight. On top of that, they've got a couple of other scorers. One, number 10, by the name of Max Elmgren. He is a 6'1 senior. And Aiden Rice, number 11, a 6'2 senior. This is a relatively tall average team. And if they want, they can go 6'11, 6'6, 6'5 across the front line. I don't think that would happen at the same time, but they have that ability. And their average height is probably above 6 foot. Straight across the board. So it's a relatively tall team at the high school level. So how do you deal with that? Well, then we're talking rebounds. Now, you can't teach tall. Tall is tall. However, you can teach technique in rebounding. That's anticipation. That's positioning. That's blocking out. And we know that Coach Blanchard has been working with the team for the past several weeks on rebounding skills and what to do and how to anticipate, how to block out, how to position, how to watch the roll. All those things enter into it. So Coach Jesse feels pretty good about his rebounding team against this significantly taller team that we're facing tonight. That doesn't seem to worry him, although that is one of the keys to tonight's game. The big key is, well, this team from Beaverton averages just over 64 points a game. So they're certainly capable of handing out the offense. Conversely, Grants Pass is limiting teams to 52 points per game. In terms of points allowed statewide, only one other team has allowed fewer points than the Grants Pass Cavemen. So this game may come down to their offense against the Grants Pass Cavemen defense. All right, that being said, there are some other factors there. And, of course, Grants Pass has to score. We think Jordan Rosette is probably close to as healthy as anybody. And I think Brunner is pretty healthy. And we'll see if how much of the team can contribute tonight, because that's probably going to be the key to the game. We're certainly hoping that a couple of shots can fall, certainly for McLean and Jesse. They have a great outside shot. And we'll see what happens with the Beavers of Beaverton, Oregon. So that's really what we're looking for in terms of what we expect tonight in terms of what we talked about with head coach Jesse. Coach Jesse's in a good mood. He feels very positive. He says, we make no excuses. We're here to play. We've earned this right, and it's just next man up. So who is the next man? Zach Deshane is in pretty good shape. He's been fairly healthy, according to the coach. And on down the roster, Broyman is pretty healthy. So is the rest of the team. But the core have really been fighting this flu, whatever it is, going through Cavemen team. Quite frankly, we've been doing this for the Grants Pass Cavemen since 1988. I have never seen a season like this one. Normally, you see some flu come out around just before Christmas time or around the first of the year, a week or so, and then it's gone and forgotten. But injuries and sickness have plagued this team from December right through now. So just a strange, no excuses. That's just a strange situation that we've seen that we're dealing with. Well, head coach Jesse's comments brought to you by our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services in Grants Pass and in Medford. They service your vehicle, but take care of you. Stay tuned. Postseason projections coming after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Time out for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, lumber, decking. Swerdell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Starting for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight, of course, number 24, Luke Morgan, ailing as he is. The senior is averaging 11.7 points per game coming into tonight's contest, and the Cavemen will be looking for at least that. Also ailing a bit, but in the starting lineup is number 3, also a senior, Gavin McLean, averaging 10.8 points per game. A healthy Peyton Bruner may have to carry the team tonight. Double zero is on his back. He's averaging 10.4 points a game. Jaden Jesse, defensive specialist, is also capable of scoring, averaging 6 points a game, getting the start tonight. And, of course, Jesse wears a number of 44. And, of course, there's the freshman who might be a little bit questionable. We're about 80% at least. Jordan Rosetta wearing number 32. Jordan has his scoring average up to 5.6 points per game, and he's almost a 70% free-throw shooter. He has a nice touch when he's healthy and feeling good. So those are the starting five for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll tell you some of our suspicions when we come back about the Beaverton Beavers right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. We don't have a confirmed starting lineup for the Beavers of Beaverton, but we have some suspicions, and we'll share those with you right now. A couple of their scorers that we expect to see taking a lot of shots and leading the team tonight. First of all is number 10, a 6'1 senior, Max Elmgren. Elmgren, E-L-M-G-R-E-N, Max Elmgren. He wears number 10, and then number 11 is Adian Rice. He is a 6'2 senior also, so you can see that average height continues to grow. A sophomore by the name of Oliver Lubert, 6'2", is 6'2". He may get the start tonight also. We'll have to wait and see. We also expect there's a freshman at 6', Ahmed Abalo. And then Chance Winter, wearing number 4. He is the 6'11 senior. So we expect him to start. So Abalo and Will Shields may be the other one in that mix right now. So that's the best guess that we have for you right now. We're fairly certain about 3 of those. In the meantime, we'll have to wait and see. And that's going to be happening here very, very shortly. So the starting lineups tonight, courtesy of Harbor's Building Supply. Stay tuned. Keys to tonight's game coming after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And we tip our hats to that crew over there. Been longtime friends. They've been, I think, part of the Caveman Sports sponsor since the very beginning back in 1988. So salute to Rick and his entire crew at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. We appreciate your support for Caveman Sports here on KAJO Radio. This is KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, AM 1270, 99.7 on the FM band. And heard all around the world on KAJO.com. Now, we've talked about some of the keys to tonight's game. All right, let's talk about rotation for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight in view of their health situation right now and the fellows who are ailing. Certainly, Luke Morgan, with that loss of weight, his stamina is going to be down. His minutes will be limited. So expect about the same situation against Roseburg. He still had 10 points against Roseburg and lots of rebounds. So he is a factor when he's in there. We'll see how much strength he has left and how he can handle that big man, because that's going to be his assignment, at least initially. Luke is about 6'4", 6'5". I don't have an official height on him, but he's going up against a 6'11 post. Who is a D1 college commit right now. So that's the situation there. So how that handles and the total rebounds going to be a significant portion of tonight's basketball game. We'll talk about more when we come back right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. We're talking about the keys to tonight's game. Of course, Grants Pass rebounding and their defense has to be very, very stingy tonight. So look to Jaden Jesse to have his hands full tonight, and we hope his stamina is up to it. Once again, he's fighting that flu bug or whatever has been going through the team and sticking around throughout. So Jaden Jesse's defensive play probably going to be extremely powerful tonight. Jordan Rosetta plays hard defense on the inside, and he's for a freshman, he's big and smart, and occasionally makes a freshman mistake, but by and large, he's a very big contributor to this team. So this may come down to Peyton Bruner, who's probably the most healthy on the team. If he has a good night, the Cavemen are going to be right in this one, right to the end. So those are our thoughts right now, courtesy of our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies, along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. They brought you the keys to tonight's game. Tip-off coming after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate.
541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Attention DIY champions, right now is a great time to launch your home improvement projects, and Diamond Home Improvement is by your side. Prep your yard for spring, spruce up your indoor spaces with new flooring, or start the bathroom transformation you'll never regret. Diamond Home Improvement's quality supplies and expert advice will make your goals a reality. Have some projects that can't be put off? Visit us in-store or online to find out more about a professional installation. Your vision is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to take a moment here to remind you that Grants Pass Broadcasting has stepped forward and has promised to follow the Grants Pass Cavemen and the Lady Cavers all the way through their playoff opportunity. So we'll be back on the air tomorrow night live from Heater Newman Gym when the Lady Cavers open their postseason play. They'll be hosting the Barlow Bruins. But our focus right now tonight is the Beavers of Beaverton High School taking on the Grants Pass Cavemen. So that's what's happening here. Let's take a look at the boys' situation, first of all, in terms of who is playing who where. Of course, Grants Pass and Beaverton squaring off here. Now, the winner of this game advances to face the winner of either Oregon City or Westview. Oregon City is number 10. Westview is number 23. Oregon City should be favored, but actually, this is a pretty good draw for the Grants Pass Cavemen coming in ranked 27th. Other Southwest Conference teams include Roseburg. They're on the road tonight taking on Grant. Roseburg 22nd. Grant is ranked 11th. Also, the North Medford Black Tornado, they're on the road tonight. They have the unenviable task of taking on Central Catholic, the number one team in the state. South Medford has a home game tonight. They're hosting Cleveland.
The Oregon School Activities Association is proud to...
As you can tell, we're about ready to get this game underway here. So pretty good crowd here as it continues to fill up here with this early start. Just seconds away, we're about to have the national anthem and the invitation and the introduction of players. So we'll make an effort here to get standing here for the national anthem here. And we want to thank you for joining us right here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, AM 1270, 99.7.
Learn what it takes to be a star at osaa.org/equity.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
River's Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone?
Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting close to getting this one underway, about ready to have the introduction of players. So probably first will be the Grants Pass Cavemen.
And first team All-Metro, Defensive Player of the Year, Aiden Rice.
Oh, so they've introduced Elmgren and Rice, two that we told you about.
And now at this time, we'd like to introduce you to the starting lineups for tonight's
match. I think they just had some special awards here. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
And the coach for Cavemen is Joel Jesse, assisted by Nate Olson and Patrick Blanchard. And the starters, a junior, number 00, Peyton.
00, Peyton Bruner being introduced. Peyton averaging over 10 points per game as he comes along. Joining him, number 3, the senior, Gavin McLean. Luke Morgan working the post, wearing number 24. Luke averaging 11 points per game. The freshman Jordan Rosetta wearing number 32 and number 44 is Jaden Jesse. All right, and all of the, they just turned out all the lights. I thought the lights went off here, so we have a little production going on. The spotlight is looking around. Luckily, they didn't unplug us. Pretty significant student body presence here as all of the lights have gone down.
And a starter is the monster in the middle, 6'11", a senior, number four, James Winter.
So number four is being introduced.
Max
Eldrum being introduced tonight. We knew he was coming. Number 11, this is Abe Rice. It's so dark here. We normally take this opportunity to get a visual on the team, so we can't see a thing tonight. And number 12 being introduced. I can't even see my score sheet here. So we've had the introduction of players. I think we were fairly close on what we saw here. Number 30 is being introduced. That's Ahmed Abalo, the freshman. Winter, Campbell, yeah, we're close. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Normally, Peyton Bruner does the center jumping chores. And we'll see if that's any different since he's squaring off against an 11-footer. 11-footer. He's almost 7-footer. There was a technical call against Grants Pass. I don't know where that came from. So Max Eldrum stepped up and shot the technical. First one is down, so we're starting off 1-0. Second shot is up and good. So nothing but net each time, so we suspect, as we suspected, this is a very, very good shooting basketball team, and that means that the inbounds play coming from the half-court mark goes right to the Beavers of Beaverton. And that play is coming from Campbell, and in the backcourt is number 11, Aiden Rice. Rice cuts into the forecourt, pass stolen away on the inbounds play by Rosetta, right back to McLean. McLean across the timeline, left front court, crosses to the center, standing in the center circle with that brown Beaver standing there, left-hand side, then to McLean. McLean looks for a cutter inside. Can't get to Rosetta. Down low, back out front to Bruner. Bruner drives left-hand side, slashes, wants to get in, spins, shot, four-footers up and good. And Bruner ties the score at 2 apiece. Here come the Beavers here. Ball in the hands of number 10, Elmgren out front. In the center circle, drives to left-hand side, stops at the free throw line, kicks it right back to number 12. Shot is up for three, and it's good for Max Campbell. And it's 5-2. Grants Pass down by three. Here comes Jesse in the backcourt. There's the trap quickly. Throws over the pressure to Morgan. Morgan left-hand side to Jesse. Cuts down the paint. Goes up with a shot that is blocked out of bounds by Abalo, a six-footer. He was high for that one. I don't know what his vertical jump is, if there's a measurement, but I bet it's over 30 inches. McLean gets the ball inbounds out front quickly to Jesse, right hand side, then to Bruner. Bruner to the free throw line, can't get inside a zone defense. It's being thrown up right now by the Beavers of Beaverton. Looks like a 2-1-2 or 2-3 zone. Back out front to McLean. McLean right hand side, moving with the basketball, shovels left hand side to Jesse, then down low to Rosetta. Rosetta works hard inside, goes up with a shot. It's blocked by the big guy. Long pass down the right hand side, quickly into the hands of Rice. Rice in the paint, shot is up and good. And Rice finds two right away, and Grants Pass down right now 7-2. Down by five here early. Heavy pressure. They throw over the pressure to Rosetta. Rosetta left-hand side to McLean. Corner left-hand side on the wing. Stops down low. Gives the ball down low to Morgan. Morgan works hard to the glass. Kicks the ball right-hand side in the corner to Rosetta. No shot coming up from Jordan. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes right-hand corner now to Bruner. Bruner drives, and they're going to call him for an offensive foul. So Bruner will pick up the infraction. That's the first on anybody tonight. 6:18 to play. We're in the first period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Caveman down here early, 5-2. Bring the ball down quickly is Rice. Goes right hand side into the corner. Pardon me, that's Rice in the corner. Ball slapped away by Bruner, but saved by Winters. Back out front quickly to Abala. Drives left hand side. He's cat quick. Goes to a shot. That is blocked from behind by McLean. Picked up by Rosetta. Rosetta gets the ball out to McLean. McLean down the right-hand sideline. Guts wants to slash inside. Can't do it. Stops here. Spence comes right back. Five-footer rolls off glass. Won't go. Board taken down by the Beavers. Outlet quickly. Shot is up. And that quick to Andrew Rice. He's got four in the basketball game. And it's 9-2 here early. And the Beavers are running. They'll throw up that trap zone. Ball right-hand side to McLean as the caveman threw over that zone quickly. Bounce pass in, high post into McLean. McLean tries to drive, has the ball slapped away. He rolls out of bounds, evidently off of, Morgan. And it'll be Beavers' ball inbounds in the backcourt. Elmgren brings the ball down. Walks it down. Jesse waits for him at the half-court mark. Ball goes left-hand side quickly to Abalo. Abalo out front. Comes back left-hand side on the wing. Out to Rice. Rice tries to drive. Gets the ball up right-hand side. Rice on the wing to the free throw line. He tries to slash, cut, and drive. He lays one up and in, and Rice has six so far, and it's 11-2. Grants Pass needs some offense right now. Jesse in the backcourt sees that trap expanded. Ball comes right-hand side up to Rosetta, to Bruner. Back down low to Rosetta, and Rosetta got the two big guys up, and they came down on him. So the foul is going to be called on Abalo. That's the first on the Beavers. Going to the free throw line, number 32. Rosetta, once again, about a 69% free throw shooter on the season. The Cavemen going to need all of these tonight. Two dribbles, another one. Deep breath, deep knee bend. Shot is up and good. So Rosetta's first points come from the charity stripe. He's got one more shot coming. And it's 11-3. One more for the freshman. Three dribbles, another one. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. And bounces twice, but goes through. So it's 11-4 with Rosetta getting two shots down. Walking the ball down is Rice. Rice into the forecourt. Out front. The Cavemen show a trap zone also. Ball high post down to Elmgren. Ball deflected left-hand side. Picked up by Bruner. Bruner through traffic as the Cavemen come back defensively. Bruner all the way puts up a shot that is blocked. And Rosetta follows. Puts a shot up out of bounds. No good. Zach DeShane comes in, and Luke Morgan sits down. Once again, that's about 3.5 minutes for Luke. About what we had figured early. DeShane makes the inbounds play right-hand side on the wing to Rosetta. Corner right-hand side then to DeShane. Kicks the ball out front to McLean. Left-hand side to Jesse for three off. No good. Rebound cleared by Abala. Lead pass up left-hand side quickly to Campbell. Elevate, shot is up, 4-3, rims it out, no good. Big man rebounds it, puts it back up and in. And that's the first for Chance Winter. 13-4, Grants Pass down by 9 here, 4:14 to play, first period action. DeShane across the timeline, left-hand side, out front to McLean, shovels left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner puts the ball on the floor, Hedvig comes back left-hand side, elevates from about 8 feet out, hits it off, no good. Long rebound, chased into the corner and controlled by DeShane. Out to McLean for 3 from 22, and it's good for McLean. So McLean hits from the perimeter, and it's 13-7. Grants Pass back on the attack. Off the far end, the big guy, Ann Winter, puts it up on an alley-oop. And it's 15-7. Grants Pass down by 8. Zach DeShane trapped at the timeline, goes right-hand side to McLean. McLean drives the corner right-hand side along the baseline, floats one up, no good. Rebound cleared by Campbell. Campbell's outlet comes right-hand side to Elmgren. Goes in the corner right-hand side then to shot is up and good for Rice. And Rice has now 8 points and a foul called on the Cavemen after that. Foul called on number 32, Rosetta. So Rosetta will pick up his first. 3:26 on the clock. 10-point game, 17-7 at the free throw line. Number 11 is Aiden Rice. Once again, 4 field goals, 8 points. First trip to the free throw line this evening. Shot is up and good. 3:25 on the clock. It's 18-7. Grants Pass on the short end of that one here early. They've spread that zone into the backcourt, halfway back down. Jesse comes back down to help. Gets across the timeline quickly to McLean for three, and that one's off. No good. Eye for the rebound again is Abalo. Abalo down the left-hand side. Goes down low, looking for the big guy on the alley-oop. Couldn't make that one work. Lost the ball out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline far end of the floor. DeShane in the backcourt. inbounds play coming from Jesse. And that 1-2-2 zone extended all the way out of the backcourt now. The ball comes into Jesse. Comes up quickly up to McLean. McLean attacks. Floats one up. High off glass. No good. McLean goes to the floor. Long rebound comes out. Pass down the floor. It goes now to number 11. That's Rice, and it's up and good, and I think we're going to call another foul on the Grants Pass Cave, and I think this one's against Jesse. We'll see. That's the call. So Jesse will pick up his first. And checking into the basketball game is number 10 for Grants Pass, Grady McKittrick, and McLean comes out. Going to the free throw line again is Aiden Rice. Once again, 11 points so far here in the first period with 2:54 to go. And another opportunity here at the free throw line. This one's up and in and out. Won't go. Rebound put back up and in, though, by Max Campbell. And Campbell has five in the basketball game. And it's 22-7, 2:47 to play. Zach DeShane in the backcourt goes over to Jesse. Back left-hand side to DeShane into the forecourt. Bounce pass left-hand side gets it to Jesse. Down low to Morgan. Shot is up and good for Morgan. So Grants Pass finds a way, moving the ball quickly. 22-9. Grants Pass battling back here. Ball goes left-hand side in the corner to Abalo. Abalo out front quickly to Rice. Rice with the basketball. Back to Abalo, left-hand side. Head fakes. Comes to the free throw line. Elevates there. Shot is up. Off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of McKittrick. Did I say Morgan earlier? It was McKittrick got that too. No, it was Morgan. He is on the floor. Ball left-hand side to Bruner. Back out front to DeShane. Right-hand side to Jesse. Out front again to DeShane. DeShane directing traffic. 20 seconds on the shot clock. DeShane comes left-hand side. Tries to beat it. High post to Jesse. Stolen away by Rice. Lays it up and in that quickly. So they like to run, and they're running well. 13 points for that young man tonight, and it's 24-9. Ball comes left-hand side to Bruner. Down low to Morgan. Morgan spins. Wants to attack the basket. Goes up strong. Shot is up. Off no good. He'll draw a foul and go to the free throw line. Let's see the foul going to be whistled against number 20, Galapny. That'll be his first second team foul on the Beavers at the free throw line is Luke Morgan. Not the best free throw shooter, but he's got the free throw percentage up close to 50% now. Shot is up and off. I mean, at the free throw line, Luke, quite frankly, folks, just looks weak. I mean, he's lost 15 pounds since the Roseburg game. Deep, takes his time, shot is up, hits the front of the iron, and off again, 0 for 2. Walking the ball down, number 10 is Elmgren. Elmgren into the forecourt now. Out front, moves to the right-hand side. Looks down low. Tried to get the ball down low to the big guy, but he was being fronted by Morgan. Morgan steals the ball, gives it right back to DeShane, and DeShane back on the attack, right-hand side. Looping past left-hand side on the wing to McLean. Tacks it along the baseline, back into Morgan. Morgan muscles one up at the glass, and it's good, and Morgan has four in the basketball game, even against the big guy. Back on the run, left-hand side, Holmgren with the Elmgren. On the cut, ball goes to Rice. Rice down low, the big guy goes up with a shot that is off no good. I think they're going to call Rosetta for backing into him. That's the call. So Rosetta on the player control. That's his second of the night. Fourth team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman here in the first period. Going to the free throw line, there's 6'11 Chance Winter. Has 4 points so far tonight. First trip to the charity stripe. Shot is up and good. This appears to be a very good shooting team for the Beaverton Beavers. Bruner back in after getting a breather, and Rosetta comes out. Gets a few words with the assistant coach. One more shot. It's up, and this hits the front of the iron and off. So they're not perfect. Long rebound into the hands of McLean, sliding down the left-hand sideline. Still moving out front with the basketball. Reverses direction. Comes back left into the corner to DeShane. Pumps, mid, and pull a trigger back out front to Morgan. Morgan looks for help. Gets the ball back into DeShane. Out front. DeShane. Cad quick goes right-hand side on the drive. McKittrick left-hand side. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane resets the team. Starts to drive right-hand side. Double team. Bounce pass right-hand side. Pass stolen away on the left-hand side by Elmgren. Elmgren, pardon me, check that. That's Rice. Rice out front to Elmgren now. Right-hand side quickly in the corner. Little head fake man on the drive. Goes left-hand side. Flips the ball back out front quickly to Elmgren. Elmgren with the basketball. Caveman give him some space. He's just inside the timeline now. And they're going to call him for the offensive foul. So Elmgren dropped a shoulder into McLean. McLean's up and all right. Everybody's okay. That's the third team foul on the Beavers. 24 seconds left here in the first period. It's 25-11. DeShade in the backcourt. Double team throws over the pressure left-hand side to McLean. Then high post to Morgan. Morgan comes down, floats one up from 5 feet. It's good. And Morgan has 6 points in the basketball game. Lead pass comes in left-hand side quickly to Rice. Rice down the left-hand side, out front. Drives to the right-hand side as they count him down here. Shot is up and good for Rice. And Rice has 15 points in the first period. At the end of one, it's 27-13. Grants Pass trailing. We'll be back right after this one-minute Cape Van timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 22 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the resilient RAV4 to the majestic Crown, the sleek Camry all-wheel drive, the Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive, the rugged Tacoma, the tenacious Tundra, and the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer's website size of 11/21/23.
Welcome back, everyone. Second quarter brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement. When play is resumed, it'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the half court mark. Jesse over to make the inbounds play. DeShane in the backcourt. And there's the pass to DeShane. As we're right back to action here with McLean, Brenner, and Morgan also on the floor for Grants Pass. DeShane out front between the circles now. Slides to the right-hand side. Stops on the wing, kicks it back out front to Jesse. Jesse right front court with the basketball, then down to a low post. That's Morgan. Morgan spins, working against the big guy. Tries to step outside the paint. Goes to the corner, left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane brings it right back out front. Ball left-hand side slapped away by Rice. Out of bounds toward our table here. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Jesse comes over to make the inbounds play. Right at the timeline. They're going to move him down about 3 feet into the Grants Pass territory. But DeShane in the backcourt gets the inbounds pass. Goes right front court for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Top of the key now. Stops there. Flips the ball left-hand side to Brunner. Brunner looks down low. Counting them down. 3 seconds. Long 28-footer for Jesse at the buzzer. It's a great shot by Jesse. His first, that's as long a shot I've seen from the Grants Pass Cavemen this season. 27-16 the score. And the ball gives high post to Winters. Winters turns, spins. Tries to get by Morgan. Has to shoot over him. No good. Ball tipped out. Picked up, though, by DeShane. Smallest man on the floor. Drives left-hand side. Brings out in the corner left-hand side. Flips the ball out front to Jesse. Pumps once and tries to drive. Gets a little screen from Morgan. Tried to get the ball down low to Morgan. It was slapped away. Still going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Grants Pass trailing at 27-16. Down by 11 here in the second period. Ball looped out high post to Brunner. Brunner looks in the paint. Nobody there. Back out on the wing. Then to DeShane. DeShane for three. It's off. No good. Rebound into the hands quickly of Rice. Rice left-hand side. Stops with the basketball. Slows it down. Gets a high pick post from the big guy. Winters. Ball left-hand side in the corner. Shot is up from there. It's off the iron. No good. High for the rebound is Jesse for Grant's pass. And Jaden brings it right back for the guys in blue. Right-hand side to McLean. McLean, left-hand side, has room. Attacks along the baseline. Tried for the underhanded, backhanded layup. No good. Deflected. And a timeout called by the Beavers. 6:24 to play here in the first half. It's 27-16. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cape Van timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
As the title sponsor of the OSA State Championships, On Point does everything it can to help their team and the community get ahead. On Point delivers the local banking and lending its members need to reach their goals and make more possible. Visit On Point at onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity. Just seconds left here in the timeout here. 27-16. Grants Pass down by 11 to a hot shooting Beaverton squad here. They like to run, and they're gat quick. And they're tall. That's kind of what you like in a basketball team. Caven struggling and beginning to fight back more and showing strength with every passing second that ticks off the clock. 6:24 in the clock when play is resumed. And I signaled this. I'm not sure that there was a foul there. At any rate, we'll double check that. Nothing showing on the scoreboard. Ellengren brings the ball in down the left-hand side for the Beavers. Out front quickly to Abalo. Abalo comes to the right-hand side. Picks the ball right back to Ellengren. Ellengren left-hand side quickly to Campbell. Campbell with the basketball comes right front court to Abala, corner right-hand side, then to Ellengren, who drives the baseline, elevates, goes over the shot. That is checked by Jesse. Jesse pulls it in. 3-on-2 break, and a whistle stops the action coming halfway down. Foul called on number 10. That's Ellengren. That'll be the first on Ellengren. Pardon me, that'll be the second on Ellengren. First team foul here in the second period for the Beavers. Inbounds play coming from McLean, just in front of the Beaverton bench. And again, he's got DeShane in the backcourt. Ball goes to DeShane. DeShane trots the right-hand side, crosses the timeline at center court. 1-2-2 zone is what we see right now. Ball cut it down low to Bruner. Stripped to the basketball. Outlet comes to Ellengren down the left-hand side. Stop. Check that. That's Campbell. Stolen loose basketball picked up by Jesse. Outlet comes to McLean into the paint. Lays one up over, and it's blocked almost. McLean says it should be a goaltending call. No whistle. Down the right-hand side, Abalo with it, goes down low. The big guy kicks it in the corner, left-hand side to Campbell. He drives, gets in the paint, shot is up, off, no good. Big rebound, goes up with the shot, and a foul called underneath. I'm not sure which way this one's going. McLean is still saying that his shot should have been a goaltend. Foul called on number three. That's McLean. His first of the night, and the first team foul this period on the Grants Pass Cavemen. Head coach Jesse talking to the official right now. I think he's making the same point. At the free throw line, at any rate, is Chance Winter. 1-for-2 from the charity stripe so far tonight. 5:25 to play here in the first half. 27-16 to score. Grants Pass down by 11. Shot is up and good. He is now 2-for-3 from the free throw line. That's his sixth point of the basketball game. Checking in number 22, Gillette Lee. And Abalo sits down. One more shot coming for the big kid. Shot is up, and it's good. So he's 3-for-4 from the free throw line, so he's not just tall, he can shoot. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes from Jesse to DeShane, back to Jesse. There's the trap zone. Jesse trapped in the backcourt, flips over the pressure to the right-hand side to Jesse, and the trap falls back. Back out front to Jesse. Head coach Jesse up yelling instructions. High post by Bruner. Ball comes left-hand side to McLean as Bruner cuts the corner left-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way. It's short. Right into the hands of Gillatley. Gives the ball right back to Ellengren. Ellengren comes down the court. Goes right inside to Campbell. He'll launch the three. That's off. No good. Rebound. Bruner for Grants Pass. Kicks it right back to Jesse. Jesse crosses the timeline at center court. Left-hand side then to Bruner. Bruner gets in the paint. Tries to attack along the baseline. I think he would have ran out of court. That had a bounce on the in line there. Bruner going to check in. Pardon me. Rosetta checks in, and Bruner gets a little breather. 29-16 the score here in the first half. The Cavemen trail a talented Beaverton Beavers. Ellengren walks the ball down left front court now. Now that's high post to Campbell. Campbell bullet pass down low to the big guy. His shot is up and good on the alley-oop, so they get Winter down below. He's got 9 points in the basketball game, and it's 31-16. DeShane sees that trap in the backcourt. Ball stolen away by Braden Bryce. Goes at Campbell, right-hand side. His shot up, no good. Rebound, Jesse. Jesse down the right-hand side for Grants Pass. Comes to free throw line. Gets the ball to Morgan in the corner, right-hand side. Morgan attacks. Kicks the ball left-hand side. Jesse's got a five-footer that's up and good. And Jesse has 5 points in the basketball game. And timeout called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. A look at the scoreboard here. It's 31-18. We'll be back. We'll hold it right here for a moment and let you know that for Deer Style, efficiency, and performance, glad we're on the same team this season and every season. They see, let's keep huddling up and going for it. That's from Toyota. Let's go places. So just making things are sure they're happening for our good friends at the OSAA. And we'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back. Right back to action here. Ball out front of Winters for the Beavers. Ball right-hand side in the corner. Man drives the baseline, kicks it left-hand side into the corner. Into the hands of Campbell. Campbell drives, penetrates, gets it for Peter. Tried to get it to the big guy down low, but the big guy was being fronted by Rosetta. Ball out of bounds. It's still Beaverton ball inbounds to the end line. They're into the court. They'll put a box around the key. As Rice is going to make the inbounds play from the end line, and he gives it right-hand side to Elmgren, and he fires for three. It's just off, no good. Long rebound just out of bounds, and it's going to be Beaverton basketball off of DeShane's hands. DeShane tried to get a hand on it. And once again, Aiden Rice will make the inbounds play. Comes right-hand side on the wing to Campbell. Campbell puts a ball on the floor once, flips it left-hand side quickly to Gillette. Kicks the ball again out front then. Ball goes to Elmgren. Elmgren comes to the right-hand side on the wing. And away from the basketball, I think we've got DeShane with the call. So Zach DeShane picks up his first second team foul on the Cayman this quarter. Ball out front quickly to Gillette. Gillette left-hand side quickly to... This is Elmgren, right-hand side on the wing, trying to get by McLean's defense. Can't, spins right back out front, hands the ball off to Rice. Rice looks down low, bounce pass to the big guy, and again, being fronted by Rosetta. Rosetta takes the ball away from him, gets it right back to McLean. Grants pass on the attack. Ball goes right-hand side to DeShane. And DeShane back left front court to McLean, right side, then to DeShane on the wing, right to Bruner. Down low, 22 seconds on the clock, shot clock, that is. Ball out front to McLean, right-hand side to DeShane from 22. Hits the back of the iron and off. Long rebound to Bruner. Brings it right back out front. That's a fresh shot clock. DeShane to Bruner. Back to DeShane, top of the clock. He'll try it again. This one's off the front of the rim. So next time, put it in between those two. Beavers right back on the attack. 23-footer on the way by number 10, Elmgren. That's his first field goal tonight. And it's beyond the arc. He's got 5 points. Bruner slides down the right-hand side for Grant's pass. High post into Morgan. Morgan back right-hand side on the wing to McLean. Out front to Bruner. Left-hand side to DeShane. Left-hand side down low on the baseline to Rosetta. He's double-teamed. Kicks it out. High post into Morgan. Morgan shot off. No good. Board cleared by Gillette. Out. That comes to Elmgren on the run. Top of the key. Free throw line. Kicks it left-hand side to Gillette. Pardon me. To Campbell. Campbell attacks along the left-hand side, and it's good. Campbell's third field goal. He's got 7. And it's 36-18. Caveman in a deep hole already. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. DeShane into the forecourt. Goes right-hand side to McLean. McLean backs away. Out front then to DeShane. DeShane has Rosetta posted high and Morgan trying to work down low. Ball comes right-hand side again to Bruner. Caveman content to run some time off the clock right now. Take as much time off the shot clock as they can. McLean out front. Comes back right-hand side to Bruner. High post then to Rosetta. Comes down, tries to attack, goes up with a shot that is locked out of bounds.
And then the game for Grant's pass, number 44, Jesse.
Jesse comes back in for Grant's pass and a ball up for the Beavers. Rosetta gets a breather for Grant's pass. Is McLean going to make the inbounds play from the end line as he came and put a picket line across the baseline? They'll break out of that. Ball comes left-hand side to DeShane. In high post, then to Rosetta, then down low to Morgan. Shot clock violation turns the ball over. I think Morgan got caught in the paint for more than 3 seconds. Gillette going to make the inbounds play. And the Cayman showing some pressure now. DeShane fronting Rice. Abalo's in the backcourt. And gets the ball uncontested. So Abalo going to bring it down. Across the timeline right at center court. Top of the key. Gets the ball high post left-hand side to Campbell. Campbell spins, then comes back into the paint, kicks the ball out front quickly to Gillette. Gillette fakes one way, looks in the corner, trying to get it to Rice, but back out front quickly to Campbell. Campbell with the basketball, comes to the right-hand side. Off to the big guy, Winters in the wing, right-hand side, well outside the arc. Ball out front to Campbell. Campbell slides left-hand side, tries to attack along the baseline, and I think they're going to call him for the travel he did. Turns the ball back over to Grant's pass. So Grant's pass defense made that one happen down by 18, 36-18 the score. Grants pass on the short end of that one. Inbounds play from Jesse into the backcourt to DeShane. That pressure extended again in the backcourt, that 2-3 zone. Ball stolen away by Abalo. Abalo back on the attack, floats one up, off, no good. Long rebound still being contested. And finally comes out with in the hands of Zach DeShane. We've got a player down, that's Abalo. And they're going to call a foul on Abalo, so Abalo will pick up his second team foul on Beaverton in the second half here. 53.2 seconds left. Lukert comes into the basketball game, and Abalo sits down. Jesse gets the inbounds play from DeShane, gives it right back to him, and DeShane walks it down uncontested. Picked up defensively in a man-to-man defense now. DeShane goes right-hand side to Jesse on the wing. Jesse looks down low, out front then to Morgan, left-hand side to McLean. McLean moving with the basketball. Tries to get the ball to Bruner, does. Bruner tries to attack along the baseline, backs away, fires the 18-footer, it's off, no good. Rebound taken down by Morgan. Morgan double-teamed down low and then stripped to the basketball by Campbell. Campbell drops the ball right back to Rice, and Rice walks it down, being kept on us by DeShane all the way, every step of the way. They'll lob it across the timeline, though, gives it up to Winter. It's a big guy, 14 seconds left in the half. He'll just hold on to the basketball, gives it right-hand side to Gillespie, back out front into Rice, 8 seconds on the clock. Rice wants to drive, gets into the paint, left-hand side, loose basketball. McLean goes to the floor, loose basketball chased into the backcourt, and half a second left in the contest, and I'm not sure who's going to get the inbounds play here. I believe it's going to the Beavers. Bruner was on his knees trying to chase that basketball down in the backcourt. No, it's going to be Grant's pass basketball. Head coach Jesse calling the play. McLean has going to get one shot in. Going to have to be quick. And they'll look down low and they'll lob it right-hand side. And Bruner at the shot, the bucket. Pardon me. Yeah, Bruner took the shot. It was one of those catch and shoot it before you hit the ground. He did, but he missed at the half. It's 36-18. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Time now for the halftime statistics, but first I want to remind you that you can stay connected to your favorite team with the OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features the latest scores, schedules, and rankings for all teams and leagues across the state. Access OSAA state championship programs. Read the latest prep news and information. Search the OSAA Live in the App Store or on Google Play and download it today. All right. The Grants Pass Cavemen trailed at the end of the first period, 27-13. Played much better in the second half, in the second period. Their defense came alive a little bit, but we're still outscored by 4-9-5 to make it 36-18 at the half. Grants Pass scoring came on 7 field goals, 2 three-pointers. They were 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 50%, and whistled for 6 fouls compared to 5 fouls whistled against the Beavers. Beavers scoring came on 14 field goals, 2 three-pointers. They were 6 of 8 from the free throw line. That's 75%. In terms of rebounds, pretty close for the Grants Pass Cavemen, considering they're significantly shorter than these tall Beavers. It's 13-10 in favor of the Beavers, so Cavemen out-rebounded by 3 there. In terms of floor percentage right now, the Cavemen 7 of 26. That's 26.9%. That's not a winning percentage. They've got to get better shots than that, and that's tough against the defense that's being thrown up by these Beavers. 14 of 25 from the floor for Beaverton. That's 56%. That's a winning percentage. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass has turned it over 13 times compared to 9 turnovers for the Beaverton Beavers. And we'll have more for you right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things, or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it with low interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, everyone. The OSAA is going digital with Hometown Ticketing, the official ticketing partner of the OSAA. Access tickets for all first round through the state championship finals via the OSAA website or OSAA Live app. Order your tickets in advance and present your digital tracker at the gate. It's convenient, paperless, and easy to use. Visit osaa.org/tickets. Once again, let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the Beaverton Beavers, let's see. In a starting role, Max Campbell has 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer. He has 7 points in the contest tonight and no fouls. Coming off the bench, Aiden Gillatley, 6'6", senior, has just picked up 1 foul on my score sheet. In the starting center, the big guy at 6'11", has 3 field goals. That's Chance Winter. 3 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the first half. Ahmad Abalo, lots of rebounds, picked up a couple of fouls, hasn't figured into my scoring line yet. We saw Oliver Lukert just real briefly, didn't figure into my scoring line. In a starting role, Max Elmgren had 1 three-point field goal, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points and 2 fouls. And the leading scorer in the contest is Aiden Rice, had 7 field goals, 1 for 2 shooting from the free throw line, 15 points, and that was all in the first period. For the Grants Pass Cavemen, we've seen Grady McKittrick get a few minutes here. Zach Deshane picked up a single foul. Jaden Jesse has 5 points on a 2 and a 3. He has a single foul called against him. Jordan Rosetta has 2 points on 2 for 2 shooting from the free throw line and 2 fouls. Peyton Bruner, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Gavin McClain has a 1 3-point field goal and a single foul. And the leading scorer for Grants Pass is Luke Morgan with 3 field goals, 6 points. He's missed 2 free throws. Just one footnote there. Jaden Jesse's 1 3-point field goal was probably from 28 feet. I don't think I've seen one that long this season from anybody. So maybe some more of that here later to come. And that's the individual. That's the halftime stats that we have here. Stay tuned for first half analysis courtesy of the Neuro Clinic after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. On Point Community Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OSAA State Championships. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union, serving more than 539,000 members. Visit onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by the NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity. All right, once again, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Halftime Analysis. Well, it's quite obvious right now that the Grants Baskaven are up against one of the best teams in the state, no doubt, against these Beavers tonight. However, Grants Pass's defense came alive much more in the second period. Find out they can do some things. They can stop the big guy from scoring inside. You just have to be careful doing it. And Morgan has flexed his muscles inside a bit. If he can hit a little more of that, the Grants Baskaven can get right back into this. You're down by 18, yeah. But you just get it back 2 points at a time. And with the Grants Pass defense, if that will stiffen just a bit, and it's tough to do against a team that is fast top to bottom, evidently, as these Beaverton Beavers are. So watch for the Grants Pass Caveman to try to tighten that defense a little more and maybe find a way to get some more points, in particular, I think, from Jordan Rosetta. And we'll have more after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Key in the second period and the second half may be stamina for the Grants Pass Cavemen, who have been suffering from illness for about 2 or 3 weeks here now, and it's not quite team-wide, but probably pretty close. As long as the legs hold up, that's going to be a key. If the legs go away, if you're down 18, it's always going to be tough. If the legs go away, it's going to be even tougher. At any rate, look for, once again, more scoring from Jordan Rosetta, and maybe Peyton Bruner also, if we get some shots to drop there. That could open things up a little bit for the other guys. So we'll see what happens there. Well, that's Halftime Analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic on the Williams Highway. Second half coming right after this 1 minute. Kate Mann, timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
My friends, I need to tell you that the OSA Today is your spot for all high school state championship coverage. From news, stories, coaches, polls, more. Get it all by visiting OSAA Today. Go to osaa.org/today today. And you can also go to kajo.com today or anytime. As a matter of fact, we'll have as much information there as we possibly can. We also want to mention that we'll be right back with girls basketball tomorrow night live from Heater Newman Gym when the Lady Cavers begin their postseason journey here by hosting the Barlow Bruins. So the Lady Cavers get the spotlight tomorrow night. Tonight it's on the boys in blue, and they've got a hole to climb out of. Third quarter going to be brought to you by Evergreen Federal Bank, serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. They're community-minded, investing in projects that benefit schools and local nonprofits. Choose a bank that's different. Choose Evergreen Federal Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And it's going to be inbounds play on the alternate possession rule. Goes to the Beavers. Here we go. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Quick to Elmgren. No surprise there as the Cavemen open up in the zone defense. Helmgren out front. Standing in the center circle. Deshane comes after him quickly. Ball comes left-hand side to Campbell. Back out front to Helmgren. Right-hand side to Abalo. Abalo back out front to Helmgren. Fakes one way, feeds it high post quickly to Rice. Rice looks down low, can't get to the big guy. Back out front to Helmgren. Helmgren left-hand side to Rice. Pops out to the wing. In the corner then. Three-point attempt is up by Campbell. And Campbell hits his second three of the night. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. 39-18 the score. Grants pass on the short end of that one. And sees that extended zone, trap zone into the backcourt. Deshane throws across the timeline. Left front court to McLean. Back out front to Deshane now. Deshane between the circles. Comes right-hand side to Rosetta. Is there back out front to Deshane, to McLean, left-hand side. Morgan working the low post right now. In one corner is Jesse. Ball right-hand side to Morgan. Pops out to the corner, right-hand side. Back out front to Deshane, left-hand side to McLean. To Deshane, right-hand side to Rosetta. Back out front. Deshane for three, top of the key. Rims it out, and the follow, though, by Jesse is no good. Finally, the board cleared by Winters for the Beavers. Gives it right back quickly to Helmgren. Helmgren into the forecourt. Goes right-hand side quickly to Rice. Rice back out front to Helmgren. Dan high post all alone at the free throw line. He turns and fires, and Rice gets his first field goal since the first period. And he has 17 points in the basketball game. Inbounds play against full court pressure comes to Jesse in the backcourt. Jesse trapped in the backcourt, looks for help, gets the ball over to Deshane. Deshane drives through traffic and lets it clear a little bit. Turns and drives. Wants to attack. Goes left-hand side on the wing. Feeds a high post. Tried to get a high post to Morgan. It was deflected out of bounds. Going to be... going to be Beaver's ball inbounds. And Bruner getting a little breather as McKittrick checks in for Grants Pass. His second stint on the floor tonight. Cavemen have only played seven players so far. Rosetta will come in next dead ball. Ball goes right-hand side quickly into the hands of Helmgren. Left-hand side to Abalo. Abalo, left front court. Moves to the right-hand side now. Stops top of the key. Wants to get by McKittrick. Shoots over and misses everything out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. 6 minutes to play here in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Abalo comes out, and number 22, Gelatley, returns to the lineup for Beaverton. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes to Jesse. Jesse throws across the timeline. Ball deflected out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass ball. Inbounds from the half-court mark this time. And Jesse over to make the play. Deshane in the backcourt gets the ball uncontested. Comes across the timeline at center court. Goes right-hand side on the wing to McLean. McLean looks inside. Back out to Deshane. Left-hand side then to McKittrick. Back out to Deshane. Top of the key. Slides to the right-hand side. Back to left-hand side to McKittrick. Got to get McKittrick a shot or two. He's good. Ball right-hand side to McLean. Out front end to Deshane. Left-hand side to McKittrick. Bumps. Didn't pull a trigger to Deshane. Right-hand side to McLean. He'll fire it, though. Just off. No good. Eye for the rebound is Winters. Lost the ball as he came down, but it was saved by Rice. Rice in the backcourt. Picked up by Deshane. A lead pass up right-hand side to Campbell. Back out front to Helmgren. Elevates, it's up and good, and Helmgren gets his second field goal. He's got 7 points in tonight's contest. Ball comes down to Rosetta, left-hand side, out to Jesse in the wing, left, and down low to Rosetta, back out front to Deshane. He'll try again. This one he nails. So Deshane finds the range from the three-point arc, 4:59 to play, third period, 43-21, Grants Pass trails. Ball left-hand side quickly to Gillette. Then down low to Winter. Winter works hard and... probably draws a foul off Rosetta. So the freshman's getting a lesson tonight. That'll be his third against the big guy, and going to the free throw line is number four, Chance Winter. He is 3-for-4 from the charity stripe so far this evening. 9 points in the basketball game. This one's up and good. Make that 12 for him. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes to McLean. Back left-hand side then to Jesse. Back out to Deshane. Still in the backcourt. Into the forecourt now. Trapped there. Ball left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse puts the ball. Back out front to Deshane. Right-hand side to McLean. McLean back out front to Deshane. Deshane top of the key. He'll launch another three, and this one's good. And the kid's got the feel now. He's got six in the basketball game. 46-24 the score on the drive left-hand side. Rice with the basketball. Back out front to Campbell. Campbell has the ball stripped of him by McKittrick, and McKittrick will draw the infraction. So McKittrick will get the infraction this time. His first of the basketball game. Second team foul this period on the Cavemen. Goes back to Beaverton. Beaver goes down low, then to the big guy. Winner shoots over. Rosetta shot is up, off, no good. Eye for the rebound is McGittrick. Gets the ball out to Jesse. Down the left-hand side into the forecourt. Uncontested now. Right-hand side to Deshane. Back left-hand side to Jesse. Pumps once, didn't pull the trigger. In high post into Rosetta. Stripped of the basketball by Rice. Rice takes it the length of the floor. Lays one up and in. Adrian Rice now with 19 points in the basketball game. Timeout has been called by Beaverton. A look at the scoreboard with 3:54 to play. It's 48-24. We'll be back right after this 30-second KBAM timeout.
Attention DIY champions, right now is a great time to launch your home improvement projects, and Diamond Home Improvement is by your side. Prep your yard for spring, spruce up your indoor spaces with new flooring, or start the bathroom transformation you'll never regret. Diamond Home Improvement's quality supplies and expert advice will make your goals a reality. Have some projects that can't be put off? Visit us in-store or online to find out more about a professional installation. Your vision is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Here's style, efficiency, and performance. Glad we're on the same team this season, every season. Let's keep huddling up and going for it. Toyota, let's go places. All right, back to action here. 3:54 to play, third period here on KAJO Grants Pass. It's 48-24. Grants Pass being doubled up tonight. Caveman basketball inbound to the backcourt, uncontested. Jesse gets the ball in to Deshane. Deshane comes across the timeline, right front court. Little stutter step, drives, kicks the ball into the corner to McLean. And McLean, a defensive foul called on number 11, Aiden Rice. That'll be his first of the basketball game. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sideline here, just in front of his own bench. Deshane will make the play. And Rice comes out limping a little bit. He's replaced quickly by Oliver Lukberg, a sophomore. Inbounds play from Deshane, lobbed down low to Rosetta, and Rosetta gets the basketball. Whistle stops the action immediately. There was a battle for it, and the foul going to be called on Rosetta, number 32. Okay, Rosetta will pick up his fourth. 48-24 the score. It wasn't on Rosetta, check that. It was on number 22, Gelatley. So Gelatley will pick up his second out front to Bruner, left-hand side to Morgan. Back out to McLean for three from the wing. It's off. No good. It did fall through. Bounced once and then went right back through. That's the second one for McLean. He's got six in the basketball game now. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Campbell. Campbell with a basketball, reverses direction, hands the ball off quickly, though, to Elmgren. Elmgren fires from the top of the key. It's off. No good. Morgan rebounds, gets it right back to Bruner. Bruner through traffic, top of the key to the free throw line, gets by, lays one up and in, and Bruner gets his second field goal of the night. He's got four. Ball being walked down by Elmgren now. Kamen will give him half the court. Ball fed in high post to Gelatley. Hands it right back to Elmgren, left-hand side on the corner, then comes right back out front. Right inside to Abalo. Abalo top of the key. Hands the ball off to Campbell. Campbell looked like he wanted to shoot. Gives it right back to Abalo. Abalo can't get by McLean's defense. Drive shoots over him now. Kind of floats one up off. No good. Rebound cleared by Morgan, and the Caveman defense continuing to show strides. Ball right hand side to Bruner. Bruner tries to drive the baseline. Reverses direction. Ball slapped away by Abalo. Picked up though by Gelatley. Gelatley through traffic stops. Fiddles the ball right-hand side to Campbell. Campbell goes up with a shot that's no good. Rebounded by Abalo, and Abalo puts it back up and in. And Abalo gets his first field goal of the basketball game. He's got two in the contest. 2:15 to play here in the third. Jesse brings it right back to Bruner. Right-hand side on the wing. Out front to Jesse. Left-hand side to McLean. Long shot by McLean. Rattles it home from about 24. So 9 points for McLean. It's 50-32, 18-point game, 2:05 to play. We'll be back right after this 1 minute KFAM timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Welcome back. Want to stay in shape, be involved in a sport you love, and earn money in the process? Become an athletic official. There's a shortage of officials in Oregon, and we need you now more than ever. Visit osaa.org/officials for more information and get registered. Stolen away by the Grants Pass. Caveman on the inbounds play. Shot is up and good by Bruner. And Bruner, that's his 6 point in the basketball game. And the Caveman trying to battle back here. A minute 49 left to play in the third. It's 50-34. So the foul called in number 10. That'll be his third. He's getting one each stanza so far. Bruner goes to the free throw line. His first trip there tonight. Shot is up and hits the front of the iron. Off. No good. And ball comes out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. 1:46 to play here in the third. McLean will make the inbounds play as a Cayman break out of a box around the key to Bruner. Out front quickly to McKittrick. Pass deflected but picked up by McLean. He'll launch the three that didn't hit anything except Avalo's hands. Avalo back through traffic. Bounce pass left-hand side to Rice. Rice top of the key spins. Kicks it right-hand side to Elmgren, who launches a three-point attempt. That's off. No good. Avalo high for the rebound. Goes back up for the shot. That is blocked by Bruner. Picked up, though, in the rebound by the shortest man on the floor. That's DeShane. And Avalo, I think, called for the foul. That's the call. So Avalo will pick up his third of the basketball game. And that is the fourth team foul this period for the Beavers. 1:24 to play. It's 50-34. DeShane gets the inbounds play to McLean. Back to DeShane quickly as some of the pressure has fallen back. DeShane comes down, crosses the timeline right at center court where Avalo waits for him. Top of the key, gets a pick from Bruner. Can't use it. Goes left-hand side to Morgan for three. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. High for the rebound. Bruner. Bruner back up the glass. Off. No good. Board cleared this time by Elmgren. Elmgren back through traffic. Stops. Kicks the ball back out front to number 11. That's Rice. Drives. Spins. And a whistle stops the action inside.
Offensive foul number 11, Amy Rice.
They've called an offensive foul on him. That'll be his second of the basketball game. Final minute to play here in the third period. Cayman have the basketball in the backcourt. McLean walks it down. Just across the timeline now. 10 feet in front of us. Bounce pass high post then to Morgan. And Morgan's stripping the basketball. I think they've called a foul on Campbell this time. That's the call. So Campbell will get the infraction this time. I have that as his first. But Grants Pass, anytime the whistle blows, now Grants Pass gets two free throws. So going to the free throw line right now, Luke Morgan, 0 for 2 from the charity stripe so far. 6 points in the basketball game. All came in the first quarter. Jesse's been getting a breather. He'll check back in next dead ball or after this shot. It's up and off. No good. 0 for 3 from the free throw line. McKittrick comes out. So Jesse's back in. One more shot coming for Luke at the charity stripe. 46 seconds left here in the third. Shot is up and off. No good. 0 for 4 from the charity stripe. Rebound taken, or inbounds play comes directly to Elmgren. Elmgren into the forecourt now against Jesse. Left-hand side to Avalo. Avalo out front and away from the basketball, or away from the action. Whistle stops the action. Foul called on Jesse. A little pushing for position under there. So Jesse will pick up his second of the basketball game. It'll be Beavers ball inbounds in the inline. They're into the floor. Goes left-hand side to Campbell. Campbell with the basketball. Hands it off to Rice. Rice tries to get by Bruner. Can't do it. Spins at the free throw line. Gets the ball down low to Winter, though. Winter looks. Wants to work on Morgan. Kicks the ball out front to Avalo. Avalo down low to Winter. Winter lays it up and in. So Winter picks up his fifth field goal. He's got 14 points in the basketball game. Long pass up to Jesse right inside. Back out front to DeShane. Left inside, 10 seconds on the clock here in the third period. Bruner gets the ball down low to Morgan, out to Jesse. Looks, 5 seconds to play, left-hand side in the corner. Down low to Morgan. Morgan, little hook shot up, and it's good for Morgan at the buzzer. He has his fourth field goal, 8 points, and it's 52-36, a 16-point deficit. We'll be back with the fourth and final period right after this 1 minute Cape Man timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear Winter, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 22 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the resilient RAV4 to the majestic Crown, the sleek Camry all-wheel drive, the Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive, the rugged Tacoma, the tenacious Tundra, and the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer's website as of 11/21/23.
Okay, fourth quarter coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Give them a call at 476-2133. You call them right now into this game, you could probably have that pizza waiting at your front doorstep. 476-2133 for Abby's Pizza. Home of great pizza there. No doubt. Caveman basketball inbounds when play is resumed. McLean's going to make the play, and he's got DeShane in the backcourt with him. Flips the ball there, almost uncontested. Abalo waits for him at the timeline. DeShane takes a step down, crosses right at center court, flips the ball right hand side to Jesse on the wing. Looks down low, wants a cutter inside, out front to Morgan, left hand side to DeShane. Wing way out on the left front. Out front then to McLean, right hand side to Morgan, then bounce pass down low to DeShane on the baseline. Brings it back out himself. Bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan spins, works on the big guy, goes hard to the glass, it's up and falls through. 10 points for Morgan. He's got 5 field goals tonight. 7:28 to play. It's 52-38. Grants Pass actually won the third period by 2, 18-16. On the drive, left-hand side, Abalo elevates in the paint. Off, no good. Wetter high for the rebound. Kisses it off glass right-hand side, but they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Morgan. That's the call. So Morgan will pick up. That's his first of the night here after some pretty good contact all night long. 7:18 showing on the clock. Grants Pass trailing 52-38. And at the free throw line, their big guy, Chase Winter. 4-4-5 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Has 14 points in the contest, and now he has 15. That's 5 of 6. One more shot coming. Pretty good crowd on hand for Tuesday night, folks, with an early start. Shot is up and rims it out. No good. His second muck. So he's 5 of 7 from the charity stripe. Came in control the rebound. Ball in the hands of Jesse across the timeline. Right at center court. Head coach Jesse up directing traffic. Jaden hands the ball off to DeShane, right front court. Puts the ball on the floor, looks for a post, gets it to Bruner. Bruner drives left hand side, elevates off glass. Off no good. He'll go to the free throw line, I believe. Foul going to be called on, once again, Campbell. Campbell will pick up his second at the free throw line. Is Peyton Bruner 0 for 1 so far tonight with 6 points, all in the third period. 6:57 to play in the contest. One of these teams advances, one goes home. Bruner, shot is up, good. His 7th point tonight. 53-39. Shot is up. Rims it out. No good. It was close. Rattled home. Whistle stops the action, the rebounding action. Morgan whistled the foul immediately in the rebounding action. Ball is still going to belong to the Beavers. Inbounds against full court. Man-to-man pressure gets the ball into Elmgren, though, in the backcourt. Elmgren working against the double team. There's the trap, and they try to take away. Gets it over to Campbell. Campbell on the drive left-hand side. Alley-oop down low to Winter, and Winter puts it through on the stuff. Winter with 17 points in the contest tonight. Inbounds play quickly from McLean to Jesse to DeShane. DeShane down the right-hand sideline into the forecourt. And a whistle stops the action before he can even get it underway here. And this was going to be a technical foul on the Grants Pass bench. And I'm not sure where that came from. Head coach Jesse is shaking his head.
Technical free throws for the Beavers, number 11, Aiden Rice.
6:32 showing on the clock. 55-39 shot is up and good from the free throw line for Aiden Rice. He is 2-for-3 from the free throw line. That's his 20th point in the basketball game. Add another shot. Shot is up and good. And with that, the Beavers get the ball inbounds on the technical foul. So two technicals against Grants Pass. Haven't seen that before. I don't think in a long, long time. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Abalo. Abalo, a little head fake. Comes across the timeline at center court. Feeds it high post into Winter. Winter with the basketball. Turns and comes to left-hand side. Gives the ball off the wing to Elmgren. Shot is up and good. And offensive foul on Elmgren. Elmgren will pick up his fourth of the basketball game. 6:18 to play. 57-39. And is there timeout on the floor? Everything's slowing down. Still waiting for it. And I guess we've got a one-minute timeout taken by Beaverton. We'll pause. Score 57-39. The score. We'll be back after this 30-second message.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
You can purchase your official state championship merchandise at osaastore.com with the Rush Team Apparel, the exclusive merchandise partner of the OSAA. You have more options. Customize your gear with your school name, a student-athlete name, event decals, and more. Nike products are also available. Browse from the selection of official state championship merchandise at osaastore.com. All right, right back to action. Both teams back on the floor here with 6:18 to play, with the Beavers leading the Cavemen 57-39. The play is resumed. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds far into the floor. Jesse with DeShane in the backcourt. DeShane walks the ball down. 2-1-2 zone again for the Beavers. DeShane attacks right-hand side in the wing. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Kicks the ball left-hand side to McLean. Launches a three that is just short. Ball falls into the hands of Elmgren. Elmgren sees a trap in the backcourt. Stops. Terminates the dribble. Lead pass up, though, to Campbell. Campbell left-hand front. Looks being surrounded, though, by McLean. Goes down low in the corner, then to Winter. Back out to Campbell. Out front, then to Rice. Rice goes behind the back, trying to get by Bruner's defense. Lobs the ball into the corner. Campbell all alone. Launches the three-point attempt. Off. No good. Ball tipped by Bruner to McLean. McLean back on the run. Back wants to get through traffic. Can't do it. Hands the ball off to Bruner. Bruner attacks the baseline. Tried to shovel it down low to Morgan. Morgan was being fronted. Finally picks up the basketball. Gets out, though, to DeShane. DeShane backs away, and the Cavemen reset. Ball left-hand side quickly to Bruner. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Bullet pass down low to Morgan. I think going to call a foul on Morgan. So Morgan will pick up his third of the basketball game, 57-39. And I don't know why they started playing, then they stopped it again. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes quickly to Elmgren. Elmgren comes up to the line and again away from the basketball. And I'm not sure. So DeShane gets a foul, a double foul, and number 11 also gets a foul. That'll be his third. Boy, you can't touch anybody here tonight. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Elmgren. Elmgren with the basketball, working against Jesse. Bounce past the left-hand side quickly to Campbell. Campbell's got room, but he's cut off by Bruner. Back out front quickly to Elmgren. Elmgren with the basketball, double team left-hand side, then to Campbell down low. Cuts along the baseline, lays one up and in. And Campbell gets his 12th point in the basketball game. Sliding on the left-hand side is Jesse. Jesse on the wing, feeds it high post to Morgan. Morgan falls to the floor, rolls the basketball to Jesse, gets the ball back inside to Morgan. Morgan pushes one up and is fouled from behind by Winter. So Winter will get the basketball this, or get the infraction this time. Winter will pick it up. That's his first of the night. Going to the free throw line, Luke Morgan, 0 for 4 from the charity stripe tonight. 10 points in the contest. 20-point game again, 59 to 39. Luke, two dribbles, deep knee bend, deep breath, shot is up. Good! 1 of 5 from the free throw line. That's his 11th point of the basketball game. And I know how Luke feels. He's just looking for reserves on the inside. Found a little bit there. 19-point game, 59 to 40. Grants Pass trailing. Here, 4:42 to play in the season. Shot is up and good. 2 for 2 for Morgan that time. He's 2 for 6, 12 points tonight, and comes to the sidelines with a smile on his face. McKittrick back in for him, though. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Finally gets to Elgar down the right-hand side all the way. Loops the ball down low. Deflected by McLean. McLean looked, went high for it. Fronting the big guy. Got his hands on the basketball. Came down without it and just looked at his hands. Where did it go? Rice from the end line. Gets the ball way out front quickly to Winter. And away from the basketball. Same official. Got a new whistle tonight. So McKittrick will pick up the infraction. That's his second of the night. Going to the free throw line, number 12, Campbell. Campbell's first trip to the free throw line tonight. He's got 12 points so far in the contest. 4:34 to play. Shot is up. Off, no good. Bounced about three times and rolled off. Gets some encouragement from his teammates and stands right back in at the charity stripe. One more shot coming for Max Campbell. Shot is up. Good. Found the bottom of the net. 13 points for the young man tonight. Quickly back to action. McLean at the free at the timeline. Gets it to Jesse. Back to McLean. Right hand side. Back out front to Jesse. Left hand side has room. Three on the way. Just hits the back of the iron. High off. No good. And I think they call that good. No, they call a foul on Campbell. So Deshane will go to the free throw line. His first trip there. Pretty good free throw shooter. Just shy of the 70% range. 41-60 is the score. Deshane can cut that margin a little. Shot is up and good. 7 points for Deshane. That's double his average coming into tonight. Got 2 threes and a 1. If he can add one more one here. Deep knee bend, shot is up, good follow through, nothing but net. 8 points for the young man tonight. Inbounds play quickly to Elmgren. Elmgren back to Campbell. He's surrounded by Bruner. Trapped in the backcourt, ball right-hand side to Elmgren. And again, away from the basketball, same official.
I don't think anybody. Most coaches have been talking to him all night long.
Double foul, be with the foul number 11, Aiden Rice, fourth personal.
So Rice will get his fourth foul. And again, he calls the double foul. So Deshane. So inbounds play from the sidelines. Lob down looking for the big guy being fronted by Bruner. Bruner slaps it away out of bounds. So it'll be Beavers ball inbounds from the sideline there to the court, almost in the corner. And timeout has been taken by the Beavers. A look at the scoreboard, 4:14 to play in the contest. It's 60-43, Grants Pass trails. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Cape Van timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Inbound play down low for the Beavers. Gets to the big guy Winter. Tries to work over Bruner and does. It gets it home and good. That's his seventh field goal. He's got 19 points in the contest tonight. Ball right hand side in the hands of DeShane. Into the corner to McKittrick. Back to DeShane on the wing. High post into Bruner. Bruner elevates there. Shoots off. No good. Board cleared by Elmgren in the backcourt. Jesse comes after him. Throws over the pressure right hand side to number two. That's Shields getting his first action. Long shot taken down by McKittrick. McKittrick back on the run. Top of the key. He'll stop and fire, and he nails the three. So McKittrick finds some offense for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Just give him some room. The kid can shoot. Inbounds play in the backcourt to Campbell. Long pass up quickly to Shields. Shields puts his ball down low to Winter. Winter backhanded layup is up and good. And Winter, lots of points anyway. McLean back right-hand side. He'll launch the three himself. This one's just off. No good. High for the rebound was Elmgren himself. Goes back right-hand side to Campbell. Campbell looks down the floor, gets the ball right back to Elmgren. Back on the run, left-hand side. Shot is up for a three and good for number 11. That's Aiden Rice's first three of the night. He's got 21, 24 points. DeShane, left-hand side, 3 minutes to play. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner with the basketball. Flips the ball out front to McKittrick. Again for three for McKittrick. This one missed everything. Out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass. Pardon me. Not going to be Grants Pass ball. Morgan checks back in. McKittrick sits down. And we've got a timeout by the Grants Pass. Came in to look at the scoreboard with 2:52 to play. 67-46 is the score. And we'll be back right after this 1 minute KPAN timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. 2:52 to play. 67-46 is the score. 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes left in the season, probably for the Grants Pass Cavemen. 67-46. They trail. Inbounds play this time for the Beavers. Still in the backcourt against full court pressure. Ball comes up quickly to Rice. Double teamed. Throws over the pressure right hand side to Abalo. Abalo back out front to Elmgren for three from the wing. Off, no good. Rebound, Morgan. Morgan gets the ball back to McLean. McLean back top of the key. He wants to shoot the three and just off. No good. Rebound saved by the Beavers to the Winter to Campbell. Right-hand side to Abalo, then down low. Man brings it back out front. That's Rice with the basketball. Gives it up to Elmgren. Double-teamed here. Drives the right-hand side. Flips the ball to Abalo. Then down low to Campbell. Lays it up and in. And Campbell with 15 points in the basketball game, 69-46. 2 minutes to play. Ball right-hand side to Shane. Lays it all the way. Floats one up. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Morgan. Comes out with it. Tries to fight one up and draws the foul, I believe, by Winter. That's the call. So Winter will pick up his second infraction. And Luke Morgan goes to the free throw line where he's 2-for-2 the last two opportunities there. Buschmeyer will check in after the shot. Luke, deep knee bid, shot is up, hits the iron and off, no good. 2 of 7 from the free throw line. And the Beavers have gone to their bench. McLean comes out, gets a hug from Jaden Jesse. He may have played his last minute wearing caveman blue, getting hugs up and down the floor. One more shot coming from Morgan now. As Buschmeyer is in, shot is up and off by Morgan. Rebound taken down quickly by number three, Lukert. Lukert outlet goes back right-hand side. We'll pick up the names as best we can. And whistle stops the action. And Cavemen, I'm not sure what the whistle was. Kind of waved their hands funny around here. And I think it's going to be Grants Pass basketball, but I'm not sure. The officials are going to talk about it. or figure out where they're meeting for lunch later. I don't know. A minute 52 on the clock here. 69-46. Now the official comes out and wants to talk to the Beavers head coach. And I'm not, they're pointing at the scoreboard or different places on the, so they're just checking now. Minute 52 on the clock. 69-46 is the score. Don't forget, Lady Cavers tomorrow night hosting the Barlow Bruins at Heater Newman Gym. And still have had no explanation. Two officials are talking about it. The ball is at center court right now in the hands of one of the officials. And she's going to take it to the sidelines. Hands it back to the caveman. Out front to Deshane. Deshane from 23 feet. Just off. No good. Rebound chased down by Borman in the corner. Borman out to Zach Deshane. Deshane out front with the basketball. And we're going to call a foul on number 15. That's Nick Costello. So Costello will pick up the infraction. Both teams over five fouls in this period. So Deshane goes to the free throw line. Shot is up and rattled it home. Three for three from the charity stripe. He's got 9 points. And Jesse comes out, gets a hug from Dad. He's probably done tonight. As McKittrick is back in. One more shot for Deshane. Shot is up and good. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. That's about double, triple his average. And bounce play in the backcourt against full court pressure. Goes over. Borman gets a hand on it, but gets the ball over to Shields. Shields for the Beavers. Gets the ball back on the wing. Left-hand side quickly to Lukert. Lukert from the quarter. Shot is up for three, and this one is off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Deshane. Hits the floor on the run. Lead pass out to Buschmeyer. Right-hand side. Cuts into the paint. Lays one up. That's good. Add Buschmeyer. Gets his playoff field goal. 1:19 to play, 69-50. Timeout on the floor. I look at the scoreboard. 1:19 left in the season. 69-50 the score. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cape Van timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Brad McHill has checked in. And so has number two. And I'll pull up his name in just a moment. So we've got Hill, Borman, Buschmeyer, McKittrick, and inbound play in the backcourt. Controlled by the Beavers. Left-hand side and the attack. Down the left-hand side in the wing. Flip the ball into the corner for ball out front. Left front court. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Loose basketball. There's a scramble for it. Hill almost got a hand on it. Ball left-hand side on the wing. Back out front again quickly. Ball goes to right-hand side. Drops it on the wing. On the attack, it's still the Beavers with the basketball here. 10 seconds on the shot clock for them. Ball left-hand side. Ball down low to, they're going to call a foul. Foul on number 14, Borman. So Borman will pick up his first infraction of the night and will put that number 22 on the free throw line. That's Gelatli. He's a 6'6 senior. And more substitutes coming for the Beavers. Shot is up and off. No good for Gelatli. Gelatli's got a lot of minutes. No points yet. Two fouls and missed a free throw. 48.9 seconds left in the season. Brent's best starter is on the bench. Shot is up and good. Has 1 point tonight. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Buschmeyer gives the ball to Brevik Hill. And Hill, the freshman, brings the ball down. Right front court. Stops out front. Goes left-hand side to McKittrick. In the corner, left-hand side. The tight end down low, then ball back out front. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up from the wing, and it is just off. No good. Buschmeyer pulls down the rebound here. 28 seconds on the clock. Ball comes right-hand side to Brett Hill. Back out front to Buschmeyer. Buschmeyer between the circles. Comes to the right-hand side. 21 seconds. Right-hand side. Shot is up for three from Hill. It's good. So Brevik Hill gets three. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Beavers. Long pass down the left-hand side. Man is wide open. Goes large to the glass. Lays it up and in. That's number 20. His first two of the basketball game. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. I don't know if Grants Pass has a chance to get a shot off yet. Brevik Hill at the buzzer. That's the way it ends. Season over for Grants Pass. Cayman. Final score, 72-53. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Attention DIY champions, right now is a great time to launch your home improvement projects, and Diamond Home Improvement is by your side. Prep your yard for spring, spruce up your indoor spaces with new flooring, or start the bathroom transformation you'll never regret. Diamond Home Improvement's quality supplies and expert advice will make your goals a reality. Have some projects that can't be put off? Visit us in-store or online to find out more about our professional installation. Your vision is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Head coach Jesse has just joined us. Coach, tough loss tonight, but congratulations on a great season. Your guys showed a lot of pluck out there tonight, feeling as bad as I know a lot of them are.
Yeah. Like I said, no excuses, Chuck. Beaverton's a great coach team. They have three players that are really, really good, and the fourth and fifth one really hurt us tonight. Number 12 hit some wide-open shots that we didn't think he was capable of doing. But, you know, it was just, if we would have played, I think, the whole game like we did that third quarter, I think we'd have been able to compete a little bit closer.
Came out and actually won the third quarter, played some tough defense, shut them down a little bit. That team is fast.
Super fast. We haven't played anybody that fast this year. Number 10 and number 11 are really, really fast. They're really good players. As you heard before, they're first team all conference, and they're the best league in the state of Oregon. You know, they're a third place team and ranked number 7 in the state.
Yeah.
So I mean, you could, that just tells you how tough their conference is. And like I said, they're well coached, good kids. They compete really hard, really fast, and you know, we were just kind of especially our big guys tonight. They were just a step slow tonight. They weren't attacking until probably the end of the third quarter, where Luke finally tried to go through the chest of number 4. A couple of times he did that, got some good shots. Wish we would have done that right from the get-go. Just learning experience. You know, Beaverton usually makes the final 8 every year, so you know our kids are learning how to play on the road and in the playoff atmosphere. So,
all right, Coach. I know a lot of your kids have just played their last minute wearing Caveman blue.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the seniors at all?
Sure. Sure.
Luke Morgan.
Yeah, Luke played. He's been bantered by sickness, but we call him Duke, and he does a great job. Had a phenomenal 3 years on varsity. You know, I think he could have probably challenged for first team all conference this year and even player of the year, but just trying to figure out how to get him the ball from our guards was a problem a little bit. But, you know, Luke's a tough kid. Gavin McClain sure grew a lot this year. He had to take leadership role, throughout the summer. And, James Buschmeyer didn't get a whole lot of time, but he had some fun there towards the end. Big grin on his face. He's a great practice player for our team, makes our team improve, does his role really well without complaining. Really appreciate him. And then Jaden Jesse, kept getting better towards the season and did a phenomenal job at running the point and playing defense on the best players, the other best player on the other team. And so we're going to miss them greatly, but I'm really optimistic about what we have coming back. And, I think next year we'll hit the ground running a little bit faster than we did this year.
How long was Jesse's three? How long was that, 28 feet in that area?
Yeah,
it was as long as I've seen all season.
28, 30 feet, yeah. But we needed a few more of those shots.
Yeah, well, one or two.
He shot that because of the shot clock, but he's capable of making it, but he's a pass-first guy, and a defender is kind of his forte. So,
well, one thing I've seen about this team is it looks like it is a team. They'll share the ball all night long.
Yes.
And it's been a great fun following them from our perspective here. The bad thing about this time of the year is that only one team goes home with a win at this time of the year.
Yeah, we believed we could do it. We held them to 9 points second quarter. I don't know we held them to the third quarter, but, we just all year long we've had a problem scoring the basketball, Chuck. We don't have any great pure shooters that can also play defense. You saw Brevik Kill just a little bit, hit that shot.
He's going to be exciting next year.
He's going to be exciting kid. Zach's defense is phenomenal. Peyton, I think, will have a big summer, and you'll see some growth out of him. You'll see a lot of growth out of Jordan Rosetta coming up, and Grady McKittrick is a bucket. He's still trying to learn the defensive side a little bit, but because of his shooting stuff, it helps him. But the future looks bright. Unfortunately, we drew a really good team because of our losses that we shouldn't have lost this year put us in that position. But, I'm really optimistic about the team coming up next year. I don't even like thinking about that right now, but really proud of our seniors and what they meant to our basketball program and leading in the right way and getting us done in the right direction and challenging our younger kids to get better.
All right, well, Coach, we really appreciate your time, and I figure you probably want to get back with your players right now.
Yeah, I'll get back on the players and get back on the bus. We got a long trip home, Chuck.
Long ride home. So
yes, sir.
Once again, thank you for a great season.
Yep.
It was certainly enjoyable from your standpoint.
Yep, appreciate you.
All right. And we'll be back with more right after this 30-second Cape Van timeout.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Time now to recap tonight's statistics, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. The Grants Pass Caveman trailed at the end of the first period 27-13. In the second period, we're outscored 15-9 to make it 36-18. We outscored 9-5 to make it 36-18 at the half. Grants Pass actually won the third period 18-16 to make it 52-36, and were outscored by 3 in the third period 20-17 to make it 72-53. Cavemen were out rebounded 34-23. Cavemen's shooting percentage increased in the second half. They were 18-56, that's 32%, but 27-54 for the Beaverton Beavers, that's 50%. The Cavemen 9-19 from the free throw line, that's 47%. The Beavers 13-19, that's 68%. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass turned it over 5 more times, 15-10. And we'll run down the individual numbers for the Grants Pass Cavemen right after this word from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient?
poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the numbers for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. Off the bench, Brett McHill entered the game with a three-point shot, 3 points. We saw Broerman, I think Bird, Bushmeyer, all McKittrick on the floor. Bushmeyer had 1 2-point field goal. Broerman picked up a single foul. McKittrick, 1 3-point field goal and two fouls. Zach DeShane, 2 threes, was 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 10 points for DeShane. I think that's his highest point total of the season. I'm fairly sure that's the case. I think the highest before that was 8. He had 3 fouls. Jaden Jesse had 5 points on a 2 and a 3 and picked up a couple of fouls. Jordan Rosetta, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He was whistled for 4 fouls. Peyton Bruner picked up 7 points on 3 field goals, 1 for 3 from the free throw line and a single foul. Gavin McLean, 9 points on 3 threes and a single foul. And Luke Morgan had 5 field goals, was 2 for a lot at the free throw line. 12 points for Luke Morgan and 3 fouls tonight. That's the scoring summary, courtesy of the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated bros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Tonight's player of the game is brought to you by our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And we tell you lots of things. Boy, there are just lots to consider tonight. Even though Grants Pass lost pretty significantly, once again, there are some outstanding performances that we want to talk about. And we'll do that right after this from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
All right, made a decision, and it wasn't a very difficult decision tonight because there was lots of effort put forth by the entire team out there. We know everybody's sick, but in terms of, it's not even in terms of scoring tonight, but just a sign of pure grit, knowing what the young man has been through in terms of the health and have lost 15 pounds in the last week to the flu and still battling it, not quite at probably 80%, just pure grit tonight, top of the hat to Luke Morgan, who still had 12 points in the contest tonight. So salute Luke Morgan in his final effort as a Grants Pass Caveman basketball player tonight. Well, that's the player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Team. Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this 30-second caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at abbys.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Going to wrap things up here pretty quickly, folks. I do want to mention that we hope that all of you Caveman fans will be supporting the Lady Cavers tomorrow night when they host the Barlow Bruins at Heater Newman Gym. We'll be on the air about 20 minutes before 6 o'clock. It's a 6 o'clock tip-off, a little early than the normal season here to get these playoffs started. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for Ryan Sandberg, Staffing Radio Control, our executive producer remains Carl Wilson. Additional stats by E. Benson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you of the final score tonight, the Beaverton Beavers 72, the Grants Pass Caveman 53. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.
Thank you for listening to this OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 539,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places.